The Vikings have landed in Miami, and I'm here with two-thirds of the Vikings radio network, analyst Pete Bursich and play-by-play guy Paul Allen. It's been a while since the Vikings have been in Miami. 2006 was the last time we were here. PA was calling the games back then. Bursich has not been here since you were a player,
yep.
Pete. PA, what do you remember about the 2006 game, Vikings at Dolphins?
It was Brad Childress's first year coaching. Chester Taylor carried the ball a million times. Pretty sure Brad Johnson was a quarterback, and we lost the game like we did most of them in 06.
Right.
The Vikings catch their road game in Miami in December. Kind of nice because it's not going to be 90 degrees, but it is going to be 70 degrees coming from Minnesota, Pete. Do you think that's an issue for players?
I really don't think so. These days, most of these guys, you look at a roster, they're from down south. They're used to the heat. Teddy Bridgewater's from down here. So I really don't think so. I played out in Arizona at Sun Devil Stadium when it was 125 on the field, so it's not going to be anywhere near that. It's going to be a perfect day.
Pete mentioned the local connection with Teddy Bridgewater. You will know of another one, of course. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you have several. Josh Robinson played at Central Florida, along with Xavier Rhodes, who's a Miami native. Teddy Bridgewater seems to be this week the more ballyhooed Miami native, having played at Northwestern High School, where he also was a star baseball player. Xavier Rhodes was a star running back and wide receiver at Norland High School. So that just shows you how far our best cornerback has come. He didn't really start defining his cornerback game until he got to Florida State. And, you know, he's 2 years into the NFL, and he's really good.
The Vikings, unfortunately, will not make the playoffs this season. Neither will the Dolphins. And next week, that'll be the case as well, Pete. The Vikings and Bears will play. Neither team will make the playoffs. So for the coaches and for the players, with the playoffs out of the picture, how do they frame these final two games? What are they thinking about as they go into each game?
Well, first of all, you want to finish the season strong. You want to keep your job. You want to be in that group, because when the season's over, the first thing you're going to do is grade the personnel and say, do we keep them? Can we win with them? Can we survive with them? Or do we want to upgrade? And you want to stay out of that upgrade category. Right. And the rest of the season, that's what those guys are going to do. They're going to have to, you know, prove that they could be on this team next year and be part of that plan going into next year.
I'm going to ask each of you one player. You cannot take Teddy Bridgewater, because, of course, we're going to be watching him over the final two games. One player that you're looking forward to watching over the final two games to help you develop your opinion of them going into the offseason. We'll start with you.
Well, I'm interested in following Blair Walsh. He's one of my favorite guys on the team. He's made one of his last six. You know, he's missed too many this year, but there have been some circumstances with it. He's a Boca Raton native, which is about 30 minutes from where we are. I'd say him. But secondly, it would be Xavier Rhodes, the one I mentioned earlier, because he's just done so many good things this year that I want to see him finish strongly.
All right, Pete?
I think Cordarrelle Patterson's a guy that I'm going to watch. I mean, we saw a little bit of him last week. He had a big return right toward the end of the game. He caught a couple passes because we were just out of bodies. Let's see if that little bit of playing time, he can capitalize on that and somehow get back in as part of the picture going into the last game of the season.
It's our last road trip, guys, last one of the season. Hard to believe it goes by quickly. The Vikings pregame show on the Vikings Radio Network will start at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can listen to these guys chat about the game pregame, and then the call will happen at noon Central. PA will have the call, Pete will be analyzing, and Greg Coleman, who's probably golfing somewhere right now, will call the action from the sideline. Don't miss it.